Well, up until about a year and a half ago, Ruby Dog was a huge part of our lives. When Melissa was a first-year student in seminary, she adopted Ruby Dog from a young family who had recently had a baby. And as it turned out, the baby was allergic to dogs and the other family pets. Not entirely sure what she was getting herself into, Melissa welcomed Ruby Dog into her one-bedroom seminary apartment and ultimately her life. We were never quite sure of what kind of dog Ruby was, nor how old she was, though we had our guesses. Before Ruby Dog was adopted by Melissa, her previous family had adopted her from the Austin Animal Shelter. Though we were never quite sure of what kind of dog she was, we certainly had our guesses, and I used to like to say that she was part dachshund, part beagle, and part scaredy cat. See, Ruby Dog was sheepish around many things, especially new people and new environments. Well, this one time, when we were still back in Dallas, Ruby Dog was really eager to go potty. So I got ready to take her out, opened the door, and as soon as she took two steps outside the door, her ears fell back, her tail went between her legs, and she cowered between mine. Well, a stiff breeze had come through earlier in the evening, and the commotion caused the mighty oak tree in the front yard to shake and rustle about. And Ruby, the fearless wonder, wanted nothing to do with it. She hightailed it right back inside, almost knocking me over as she bolted it inside. Ruby wasn't the most courageous dog. I don't know that she was a very good guard dog or that she would have instinctively protected us from harm, unless that harm was in the form of some of those crazy tree squirrels. But Ruby Dog had many other great qualities. She was a great cuddler and companion, was a happy-go-lucky dog, and in spite of however old she actually was, she was a great big puppy at heart. We loved her very much. We loved her for who she was and even who she wasn't. Unfortunately for us, with a young, growing family and a crowded apartment, we weren't able to give Ruby Dog the attention nor the space that she wanted and richly deserved. Fortunately for us, however, we found a loving family here in the church that was willing to open their home to her and receive her into their family. Ruby Dog now has two precocious teenagers to run around with, a yard to chase squirrels to her heart's content, and a loving family that loves her just as much for who she is. Ruby was a blessing to us, and I hope that for that moment, that time, we were a blessing to her, too. The Apostle Paul talks about our adoption by God in similar terms. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as children through Jesus Christ according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. We shouldn't read this scripture and lift our heads high in the air like the Pharisees who pray loudly, or because we think we deserve to be called children of God, or because we believe that because we have been adopted, we're somehow better than anyone else. Instead, we should read this passage and recognize that God chose us in Christ because God loves us as we are. And if we lift our eyes and look around us, we will see people just like us, loved by God for the exact same reasons that God loves you and I. God chose us in Christ, not because we are particularly special, but because we are included in God's promises. God chose us and God blesses us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. This reminds me of the benediction, "May you be blessed and a blessing to others." This simple benediction reminds us that we have been adopted through Christ, and because of that, we are to live a new life in Christ, blessing others as we go along. God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, and our right response to these blessings is to live for the praise of Christ's glory. As the church, we are to live lives of service, working for peace and reconciliation among our brothers and sisters, both within the church and all over the world, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In a little while, we will be ordaining and installing our new class of elders and deacons. This ordination is a special calling, not because any of these wonderful folks are any more special than any of us, sorry to burst your bubble, but because in our adoption through Christ, God has called each of us to community and called us to share our many gifts and talents with each other, with our community, and with the world. In this call, our elders and deacons have pledged to give generously of their time, their talent, and their energy, not only to us, but to the work and growth of God's kingdom. Our hope and prayer, friends, is that you may be blessed and a blessing to others. Friends, what a joy it is to be counted as God's own, and what a joy it is to be called to the work and service of the church. As we look on to this ordination and installation this morning, may we remember our own call and our own adoption through Christ. May we remember that God loves us for who we are and claims us through our baptism as God's own. And may we remember that God blesses us that we might be a blessing to others. Thanks be to God. Amen.